Shalom, everybody. Let's go to page Ein Chet. I like to review, but review in such a way. This part of the study is not honestly that easy. We have to understand this aspect of Or Chozer and Or Yashar. I thought about this, that how I'm going really to explain this to you. So I have come, because there is a process when you come to one ketzeh to another ketzeh. When it says Malchut is the last sefirah to get Or Chozer. That I have to remember, that Malchut is the last sefirah that gets Or Chozer. And we went through all this, but I want you to see an event to remember, for you to remember. When we discussed that there is Eser Sefirot, Or Yashar comes, it has to be as well Or Chozer, and we said Keter has 9 Or Yashar, 1 Or Chozer, what we meant, that there is 9 Sefirot, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, Orot, that they come from Ensof. They go through Keter, not for the Keter, but for the 6 below, their 9 below it, like Chochmah, Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. This Orot of this Sefirot started from Ensof. They went to Keter, Avru Derech. They went through Keter. And we said, since there is En Adar Beruchaniut, every time, or Over Miemakom, every time that the light goes through a place, leaves its entity at that place. So we see there is a 9 lights going through Keter for the 9 Sefirot below it. And there is 1 Or Chozer. And that 1 Or Chozer is what? Is the light of the Malchut itself that received last at the bottom. And that light was returned to it. And that light went through Yesod. Hod, Yesod, Netzach, Hod, Tiferet, Gevurah, Chesed, Bina, Chochmah, and last, when this light of Malchut, Or Chozer of Malchut, returns to Keter, Keter now gets revealed. Now, what it means to in nature, first you put the seed into the ground. But it goes through a lot of process. When you find the seed inside the fruit is revealed. That's why the fruit has a seed in it. What that seed represents, that Or Chozer of Malchut, that revealed the fruit. Another example in our life to see that the effect of Or Chozer in our life. Remember, without Or Chozer, impossible to receive. We get sustained. But that doesn't mean that we have Yocholet. What is Yocholet? The capability of receiving, Lekabel. It's 2 different things. The nature sustains us. That is, Or Yashar comes. Inevitable whether you are a good person or a bad person. Sustains you with no condition. But that doesn't mean you have the yicholet, the capability of lekabel. That doesn't make you ratzon lekabel, kli of Kabbalah. Now, we know that in the we said everything that we study in the Torah should be applicable in our nature and our daily affair. Right. If God created time, his name, Hovaya, created every second. So everything is Shmo. Everything. So therefore, we come and look at the following. For past 6 weeks, which we call Shovavim, which is again aspect of returning with Ahava, aspect of contemplation, starting from Shemot, receiving the Torah, Ve'ele Mishpatim, an aspect of total Mishpatim, oral Torah and written Torah, both, was given a period of how many Sefirot finished? How many Sefirot we finished? Six complete parashiot, six Or Yashar. Now, we said after the period of Shovavim, immediately starts another period of four extra Torah we bring in. What was the first six? Or Yashar. Everything was Shemot, coming Or Yashar. Six Or Yashar. Four Mochin. Excuse me. Six, here we have Shovavim, 6 days of Teshuvah, 6 weeks of Teshuvah, 42 days of Teshuvah. Teshuvah means Teshuv, hey. Very simple understanding is Or Chozer, because Teshuvah, Or Chozer, you return the hey that is Malchut, you take it up to Lemala, to hey, the first hey. That's Teshuvah. That is the 6 weeks of Shovavim. And after that, we bring in 4 extra Torah. 4 weeks of extra Torah. What is the 4 weeks of extra Torah we bring in? Or Yashar. Hem Chesed Shebegevura, Chesed Shebedaat, Gevura Shebedaat, Chochmah Bina, called Mochin. 2 parashiot before Purim, 2 parashiot after Purim. Shekalim, the first parasha, that's Chesed Shebedaat. You have to see this and you will have example of how Or Chozer really is applicable on every level in our life. You have Shekalim, that's Chesed Shebedaat. You have Zecher Amalek, the week following, which is Gevura Shebedaat. Then you have Purim in the middle. Now Vav Hei, the last one. Parah Aduma is Bina. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, that's the last one. That's right, takes you before Nisan. Now, we know Atah Rishon, Atah Acharon. What it means now, Atah Rishon, Atah Acharon? Really, the first Or Chozer started from Malchut. Atah Rishon. And this Malchut comes where? Acharon. Atah Rishon, Atah Acharon. Now, applied in your Chodashim. How many Chodashim you got? How many months you got? 12. Where is the beginning? The Torah says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh, Roshei Chodeshim. So the Rosh is Nisan. What is the end? Adar. That culminates Purim. Now, Atah Rishon, Atah Acharon. What that means? That there is a period that the cause and effect, the seed and the fruit, the Or of Malchut entering into Keter, revealing, is at what one point? It's a memotze. It's the place that is this and this, and it is one. That is the significance of understanding the Or Chozer really, how it works in our life on daily basis, on everything. And that's how important it is. So we see the period that we go through Shovavim. and then we go through four periods of bringing extra Torah. It's not just like that. It is simply causing to accomplish. Because when you have, now I want to ask you a question. Which Sefirah do we have? Four or Yashar, six or Chozer? That's right. Bravo. Bravo. And what is Tiferet? It's Emet. It's Torah. Mishpatim. Ve'ele Mishpatim. It's right on time. The timing of everything. It's extremely important. It tells you that you are at point of Tiferet. We know that the Or of Malchut is where? In Tiferet. We know Hovaya comes at Tiferet. Emet, ten Emet, le Yaakov. Yaakov is Tiferet. That is completing a Zerampin, so to speak, to complete a total connection of Hovaya. Now four season is finished. A complete Tikkun is done. Now I want you to imagine the following. Eser Sefirot. Doesn't make any difference whether it's a Prati, whether it's a Kolel, whether it's what it is. Just take Eser Sefirot in one line that we call Kav. Starting Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. Now this Malchut is the most important aspect. Why? We said because it has a masach over Malchut. And it is only the capability and the koach of a masach, depending on the aviyut that this masach has, that means the density that it has, it causes a or chozer. I'm summarizing. Okay? We are together?
Yeah.
The highest level of aviyut is Bichna Dalet. Then is Bichnat Gimel. Every time that the light touches the Masach, it takes a degree of Aviyut away. And that degree causes an Or Chozer. But when it creates an Or Chozer, it doesn't have anymore that degree of density. So, the first is Bichnat Dalet. That means there is a light, comes from Malchut, from Keter, goes through Keter, comes all the way, we said, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, no problem, Masach is only on Bichinat, Dalet, Malchut. So the light comes all the way till Yesod. Yesod wants to send it to Malchut, Malchut sends it back.
Good morning.
To where? To Yesod. Follow. It's not going to go boom, boom, boom. Now, as soon as the light sends it back to Yesod, because Yesod sends it to Malchut. Malchut sends that light that Yesod sent for down, sends it back. That's Or Chozer. Malchut sends it to Yesod. Remember.
Which light are you talking about?
The first light. There are nine lights have to count down. At the end, we said, just remember like this. At the end, we said in the Keter of this old system, there is none light or Yashar, one or Chozer. In the Chochmah of this Kav, there is eight or Yashar, two or Chozer. All the way down until you come to Yesod, there is one or Yashar, which belongs to Malchut, and nine Or Chozer that already Malchut returned. How many Or Chozer is in Malchut right now? Nine as well, and in Yesod. But there is a one Or Yashar in Yesod that has to go to Malchut, and Malchut, this is the last one to receive, is going to send it. So in reality, Malchut completes. When it comes down, how many Or Yashar is in Keter? Nine. If he doesn't get the Or Chozer, one Or Chozer, Does Keter become Eser?
No.
No. Does Chokhmah becomes Eser Sefirot if there is no two Or Chozer? Who caused all this Or Chozer? Malchut. Now, I want you to remember, when it is Bechina Dalet, Malchut, the Masach is over Malchut. When it's Bechinat Gemel, this Masach goes where? On top of Yesod. On top of Yesod. When it is one more light came down, this Malchut ole where? To Netzach. After there is, again, one more light comes down, this goes to Hod. Hod goes to Tiferet. The last light, go back to Malchut and Yesod. The last light, the last action is the light that is in Yesod or Yashar to go to make the 10 Or Chozer in Malchut. So we see that the last light is given from one below to above. That means...
the last light is Malchut.
That's right. And the Malchut, when you send the last light, the last Or Yashar to Malchut, what Malchut does? Sends it back. How many she has sent back?
Malchut can set to itself?
No.
You said Yesod, and Yesod is the eighth, the ninth one.
That's right. Now, there is... all the nine lights coming. The last light of Yesod wants to come down to Malchut. Then what happens? The last light.
But Malchut doesn't have any Or Yashar.
How many Or Yashar is in Yesod?
You said one.
Nine.
No, one.
But it's now, how many Or Chozer is in Yesod?
Nine.
Bravo.
So that makes that Or Malchut.
Now, when there is, follow, when there is nine Or Chozer in Yesod, one Or Yashar. Where is the Masach? We said every time it touches, it ole. You follow what I say? Every time there is a light, it, bravo, Chokhmah. Because the next light puts the Malchut, the last Sefirah of Keter, into the Keter. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Now, so always remember that when there is a light, then one Sefirah, this Masach jumps up. In reality, this what we call Malchut Ole. Malchut Ole.
But the Masach do not mayatzeg, represent the Bechinot here.
Only Masach.
But how can it go one by one when the Bechinot is four?
Because when Aviyut is of the first one that comes and takes the Aviyut Dalet, remaining Koach is what? How much Aviyut it has now? Not level of Malchut, Bechinat Dalet. It has automatically the next level, which is Yesod, which is the Zeir Anpin.
But what I know about Yesh Bechina Aleph,
which one is Bechinat Aleph? That's Aleph. Bet?
Bina.
Gimel?
Zeir Anpin.
Vedalet?
Malchut.
Now, the first time the light nogea le masach shel Bechinat Aleph.
When he breaks the Zeir Anpin?
What do you mean? Zeir Anpin? En masach be Zeir Anpin. The Or Yashar comes straight down, no problem.
Aval. Now the masachim are nine.
Why they are nine? Don't know.
They're jumping one. It doesn't go from
but the
up to Zeir Anpin.
Okay, beautiful. The aviyut of Zeir Anpin is for all the six ketzavot. That's why it calls them ketzavot. And are all bichinat gimel.
So every time it step until it
it's ketz, then goes bravo.
So it's gonna be
Bechina Dalet,
and then Gimel.
Bravo, Emet.
Yeah.
That's it, beautiful. Yeah. But Adain, the Masach, when it already created the vessel of Hod, It goes to the next vessel of Zerampin. And then it goes to Tiferet. Then it goes to, until it finishes. When Chesed gives to Bina, when Chesed gives to what? The Or Chozer of Chesed goes where? To Bina. Bina, how many has Or Chozer in Bina? How many Or Chozer is in Bina?
Three.
And seven Or Yashar. That's why Bina called Shevi'i. That's why seven comes from Bina. And then Chochmah, how many Or Chozer has? Two Or Chozer. One is for Keter, one for Atzmo. Now, this concept of Atzmo, we have to understand. What it means, Chelek Atzmo?
Okay, can I now review?
Yes.
Let's go.
Like, one more thing. Let me finish this and gladly. What is this Chelek Atzmo? When Chochmah, let's go to Chochmah. When Chochmah gets Chelek Atzmo, what is this Chelek Atzmo? Who gives Chelek Atzmo Shel Chochmah? What is Chelek Atzmo? Is that Or Chochmah that went down and Malchut returned? Let me. Chelek Atzmo, who returned to Chochmah? Doesn't Bina give all the Or Chozer of whatever it is above it?
Right.
Okay? What Bina gives to Chochmah? Gives one light of Keter and Atzmut of Chochmah. Who gives that? Bina. Bina gives Atzmut. What that means? What is Atzmut of Chochmah? It is Ben. That's what the accomplishment of the Sefirah above depends to the Sefirah below.
That's true.
Atzmut of Chochmah is given by Bina when Malchut ala le Bina. When Malchut the Masach ole le Bina causes Bina to accomplish Atzmut of Chochmah, and Derech Bina Mavir or Chozer Shel Keter, the last one, which is Malchut of Keter, through Bina. Slowly, when we see this, it will be beautifully understood how this Eser Sefirot works and Or Chozer works. My accomplishment depends on who? The type of Or Chozer that my son creates. You remember at the beginning of this study we said Kemo Av Le Ben? Ben Le Av? Now the first part of Adam Kadmon is Ein Bet. Second partsuf is Sag, which is Bina. Third partsuf Mem He, Betzura Adam. And result of this is the next partsuf. What is the next partsuf? Ben. So you remember that what always the upper Sefira depends on the lower Sefira. The Atzmut of upper Sefira is with the Sefira below. That's the Or Chozer. Now, in Zerampin is the following. In Zerampin, that's the problem, and I'm going to try to explain this, so just take this picture. Zerampin, in reality, is above Ketzavot. What is Ketzavot? What is Ketzavot?
Ends.
ends. What it means ends. What is end? What it means end in this system of spirituality? That means malchut. That means it was revealed. Chesed, it has one kav of its own. That ends. It has a beginning and an end. And chesed is not infinite. It has a beginning and has an end. Now, when chesed is created, the last sefira of chesed is what? It's the malchut of chesed. It's called malchut of chesed. This is one malchut. Gevura has another malchut, which is malchut of only gevura, nothing else. It's not kolel lechesed. It's absolutely gevura, this one absolutely chesed. Then this one is absolutely tiferet. This one is netzach, this one hod. Now, how many malchuyot have I created? Chesed, gevura, tiferet, netzach, hod, yes, hod.
Six.
No,
five.
Again,
I'm sorry, five.
What is yesod? Yesod kolel?
The five
malchuyot. Now these five malchuyot are the light of malchut. Because who caused to create this malchuyot? The Or Chozer of malchut. In reality, Shabbat is empty, is a void. Follow what Shabbat is an empty space. It's a makom. It's a makom that Hashem gave you to fill it up. The Torah says, Sheshed Yamim Ta'avod. That means do six ketzavot. That means do malchut of chesed. Do malchut of gevura. Bring malchut for tiferet. Bring malchut for zerampin. Bring malchut for hod. Yom Hashishi. Hashishi. Put this hey. Five together in Shishi, which is Yesod, and reveal it where? Shabbat Vayanafash. Get the light of Nefesh. That means Malchut doesn't have anything of his own. The only thing Malchut has is all the Malchuyot of other Sefirot. That means all the Malchuyot, all the Or Chozers, Ketzavot that they created, they fill up this malchut. Now, when the malchut becomes shivi'i, that's a shivi'i, that's the seventh. Why seventh? Because chesed, gevura, tiferet, netzach, hod, they gave five lights of gevura, of malchut, to yesod. Five hey chasadim is from chesed of. Now, look at chesed. How many sefirot is chesed? How many sefirot this chesed has? Seven. Seven. Why? It has six. They are vav ketzavot, right? They have six. The seventh is the malchut of these six. Gevura has six sefirot of... They are all bino bina. Gevura has six. And it's malchut. Then tiferet. But tiferet has two wives. We're going to study. That means it has two vavs. Two vavs. If you want to see this Yud Gimel, it's not that simple. Tiferet, because it's Kav Emtzai, is central, it takes six of Chesed, six of the first six of Gevura, and put them together becomes 12. But each one of those six has his own malchut. The first malchut is La'ad, the second malchut is Rachel. Then Netzach becomes his six, and he has a malchut. Hod has six and his own malchut. And Yesod comes and puts these two together and creates 12. But the point is, each sefirah has his own malchut prati. So those, all these malchuyot, what did we study right now? That it is malchut that completes all the sefirot. If there is no masach, which is on the malchut, if the masach on the malchut is not active, none of the sefirot become complete. When she gets, we said the last. She is the last. The last, mekabel acharon. And she receives it, becomes ten or chozer, when the light of the keter, the or chozer of keter, goes into keter.
So yesod is not the kolel, yesod is one before the kolel.
Yeah, now, look at this. From the, if there is a keter, the next, which is chokhmah, chokhmah has what it is acting like for the yesod, like yesod of the keter, the second in line. We see chokhmah and yesod, they are really into what? Into a parallel.
Well, malchut and yesod and keter and chokhmah above, they play the same thing.
That's right.
That's what you're saying.
They are connected together.
Yeah.
That's correct.
They have the same relationship.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's why both of them are hitpashtut aleph. And it pashtut bet, they are the yud and the vav. And chokhmah is the yud. Don't forget what keter really is. Keter is a shoresh. It includes everybody. Okay? Now. Please ask your question. Don't stop the
okay,
class.
Okay. Can I take a coffee?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, let's get back here. All right. We know Zerapin contains six sefirot, and they're compacted into one. They all have the same masach, and they're all shaveh.
Okay.
Okay, when we say they're all shaveh and they have one of yud, which is gimel, tell us what that means. If chesed, gevurah, tiferet, nesach, chod, they all have the same, they have one masach, they have of yud of bechinat gimel. Okay? So explain to us what this means, though. This six sefirot that are compacted in one, and they have one, they're all shaveh, and have one masach.
You forgot the study that we had,
yeah.
That we said that the Kav only gets revealed, the Zayin Tachtonim of the Kav.
Okay.
That means the Gimel Rishonim of the Kav is part of the Igulim. Mm-hmm. So the Tikkun, really, the process is the Kav. And is Kav consists of how many Sefirot? Seven. So that means the first six is one thing, because only Malchut has the Aviyut and the Masach. So therefore, there is a six or that comes, we call this light that is in this Ketzavot, or Chesed, we will study. And the or that goes into Malchut is not or Chesed, is what? Hei Gevurot. They are different lights. They are Hei Chasadim, Hei Gevurot. But I don't want to get too complicated right now in making the columns, how really Hei Chasadim was created and then how Hei Gevurot. As a matter of fact, Hei Gevurot first were created and then the Or Chesed was brought in. And it's very important to understand this Zerampin, but it takes a while, because we said up till the Bina, excuse me, everything is okay. There's no problem. The process only starts from Bina below. The Tikkun is the Markaba, the Sheshed Yamim Veshabbat. That's the Tikkun. The Tikkun is on Ketzavot. Sunday is Sunday. When Sunday is finished, it's finished. Whatever you got result out of Sunday, that's your Sunday. That's the Malchut of Sunday. So you get the Malchut of Sunday, Malchut of Monday, Malchut of... That will be what? All those malchuyot are what? Dinim, are judgments. It's whatever you judge, you did whatever you did, you are judged that day. That's din. Whatever you did good, you did good, you did whatever. It's whatever you made, that's a din. So at the end of the Sunday, you got malchut. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's five. Shishi, it says Yom HaShishi. That means text put these five, all the five malchuyot, and bring it into Shishi. But what else is coming to the Shishi? Five Gamilot Chasadim, all the good things that you did. Because all the Or Yashars that you receive, whatever you did, Or Choser, you did Chesed, Gemel Chasadim you did, whatever Chesed you did in this work, whatever Leshem Shamayim you did in this work, what amount of Teshuvah you did this work, whatever you added to yourself, that's your Hei Chasadim. You bring it to Yom Shishi. So Yom HaShishi you have what? Shishi. Twice six. That means two aspects of six. Hei Chasadim, Hei Gevurot. You bring it to Shabbat, where it says, Ve'yenafash. Then you get the nefesh of what livelihood to what you created this six malchuyot.
Where or when we gonna study this
column? After we understand of this, the whole study is this. The whole study is to understand this concept. The whole study for you is to understand honestly what Shabbat is. To work it. How you can take the 6 days, what else you got? You got 10 days? You got 7 days. You don't have more than 7 days. And everything is based, and this is your world. That's the Zerampin, that's the Vav and the Hey. The Yud K, Shamayim is done, no problem. It's the Vav K. The problem is in the Vav K, in the Vav and the Hey Acharon. That's why you keep on saying, L'shem v'chut k'disha b'richu, this to this, the Yud K to Vav K. That's the problem. And it's the Sefirot is not the game. The Sefirot is only give you the possibility of how those forces come together. How these energies come and contemplate and work together. When you understand it, how it works together, the first thing that will allow you to see yourself. To find that Modaut Atzmit. Because if there is no Modaut Atzmit, where are you going to go up?
We're completing the Zerah.
Same analogy, same parallel. This thing works both in whole and works in detail. It's the same thing. And every Moed, why we call it Moedim? Because every Moed you complete a Sefirah. You complete a phase.
Okay, when we accomplish this six Sefirot, this period of Shovavim, which we complete Zerahim, you said we will get the Mochin, which is Chochmah Bina Dad.
Right.
Okay. When you say we get the Chochmah Bina Da'at...
In reality, Chochmah Bina Da'at Yamin Da'at Small. There is two sides to a Da'at. There is four Mochim. There is six. There got to be four. That's four Mochim. That's why you have a Shin on a Tefillin with four aspects. Four lines.
Right, I understand that. But you said we get this Mochim in every period. We get different Moed. We get... One of these,
absolutely different till it is, it says, comes to Rosh Hashanah. Now, what Rosh Hashanah is? Shana means Sefirot. That means Rosh Hashanah, you completed as a Sefirot. The process of Rosh Hashanah is for you to complete as a Sefirot.
Okay, then how about we go this?
No, go here. Huh?
It's more complicated than last week.
Yeah?
No, it's not. Follow me. No, I'm not going to give up on this. No, follow again. Eser Sefirot, tell me in the beginning. Here it is. Put in front of you Eser Sefirot, please. Where is the Masach? On the Malchut. Light comes first. Malchut is at Malchut. Then Malchut comes to the level of Yesod. Just go like this.
Yeah,
but you entered another...
No, I got to push it. It's
no, push it. We will understand at the end, but
three call
Right now, I want you to be able to tell me how many Or Chozer there is in Hod and how many Or Yashar is in Hod.
Hod?
No,
No. Tell me. Just do it. Do it. Tell me. In Hod, how many there is Or Yashar?
No.
Wrong.
Or Yashar is three.
Bravo.
Ad Hod, yes. Three above.
No, three that he has to give, or Yashar to give to below. There is a one to give. One to give for himself, one to give to Yesod. That's right. And now, what? Because we say always the or Yashar comes till Yesod. Yesod comes into Yesod. Doesn't go to Malchut. Right. It does. As soon as it goes to Malchut, where does it go? It Masach sends it back. It says Tzimtzum Aleph. Now, follow. Take always in your imagination that every time this Or Yashar touches this, one level goes up.
That's clear.
Just keep on doing this. It never happened. But at the same time, I want you to remember one more thing. That when it comes to Zeir Anpin, Malchut gets its light from whom? Yes, but who creates the light of Malchut?
What do you mean when it gets to Zeir Anpin? Now, this is where the mess is starting, because we separated Zeir Anpin to Sefirah by Sefirah, one by one.
Right.
So when it gets where in Zeir Anpin?
Bravo. Now, tell me the following. I ask the question. We are okay. If we start at the beginning and we said Keter has nine Or Yashar, one Or Chozer. We said the lights Or Yashar that we mentioned are Keter, that means Or of Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. What is the light of Malchut? Keter is for himself, Or Yashar. Where is Malchut? This is nine lights. Where is Malchut? Where the Or Chozer of Keter, which is the Malchut, came from?
From the Bechinat Odesh, from the last
one. From Malchut?
Yeah.
But where did get Malchut? Malchut never got the light. From where did Malchut get this light? You follow my question?
Yeah.
Where did God created?
That's the point, because regardless of the Masach being there or not there, the light's gonna come.
From where? It never mentions. If it goes through, it's gotta go through whom? Keter. Everything comes from Ein Sof. So where is this Or Malchut? It's called Mechuse. It's concealed somewhere. So he says, where is concealed somewhere? He says, in the Vav Ketzavot. It gets revealed, the Or of Malchut. As I don't want to mention Achoraim, it's going to come Derech Achoraim Shel Zeir Anpin. The female of Adam was back to Adam, right? Yeah. Then there's the Nesira. Where did she came from? Where this woman came from? She wasn't there. God created the man. It's Adam. Where this woman came from? He chopped it off from his back. Imagination. Now, what reality this woman is chopped back is all the malchuyot of the Vav Ketzavod, they create this light for Malchut. And we're going to study how. If these 6 days, they don't work, the Shivi'i doesn't work. It doesn't exist until this doesn't, won't get any light. If these 6 days, they don't work. Forget about Kelim. If these 6 days, they don't accomplish anything, there is no Shabbat. Don't you say, Mi sheterach be'erev Shabbat, tarach be'erev Shabbat, ochel be'Shabbat? That means whatever you cooked the night of Shabbat, you're going to eat on the Shabbat. Otherwise, you don't eat.
day is the six Sefirot of Zeir and Pin?
Exactly. That because you execute them, and that's the secret of Gomel Chasadim.
Now you're getting to places where are more complicated. Leave Gomel Chasadim Batzad.
No, because this, the light that goes, has Ketzavot, is Chesed. The light of Chesed. How many lights are in a Chesed or Yashar in Chesed?
Has five and five.
And Chesed,
four.
Or Yashar. And until we don't, you give, don't give me answer, we are not Arab here.
Oh, I say four.
Or Yashar. What is means Or Yashar? It means all the lights that gonna over their Cho all the way down.
Keter, Chochmah.
Keter is above him. In Keter, I know there is nine Or Yashar. In Chochmah, how many Or Yashar there is? Okay, good. That's why. So how many Or Yashar we have in Chesed?
Seven.
Bravo.
Seven?
Seven?
It's, now we have seven.
No, it says three. We're mixing it. The, it has three above, so he is the seven, and then you have eight above him, nine, and the ten.
Or Yashar, no.
Yeah.
Again.
So he got left with seven.
Here, again, Sas, come with me. Don't jump. You jump. How many Or Yashar is in Keter?
Nine.
How many Or Yashar is in Chochmah?
Eight.
How many Or Yashar is in Bina?
Seven.
You got it? Now, how many Or Yashar... Not, excuse me, how many Or is in Chesed?
Six.
The Or that is in the Gimel Rishonim, which is Keter, Chochmah, Bina, is the same as Zayin Tachtonim?
No.
Didn't you say there is seven lights in Bina? Mm-hmm. Didn't you?
Yes.
That means, which are those seven lights? Which are those seven lights? Bina, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Seven. Those are in where? In Bina. Those lights are called Chesed. There are only seven. This is the real seven in the womb of Bina. In the womb of Bina, these seven. Now, these seven have to go through where? How this Malchut, the last one, which is in Bina, it's going to get to Malchut, other than going through Chesed,
right.
Then Gevura,
right.
Then Tiferet. That's how this Malchut goes, and eventually Chesed is carrying within itself. What Chesed represents? That's not me. I am taking it for another person. That's sharing. That's the Gimel Chesedim. So Zerampin is over, Ma'avar. Or Ma'avar, who a tzaddik. That over, or a Malchut, Yesod, which is a tzaddik. He is the Shishi, over, Dercho, to give to who? To Yehuda, who is the Malchut. From where? From Bina. So essentially, in Chesed, you said it correctly. There is seven lights, six for Zerampin and one for Malchut. In Gevura, how many lights there is? Six. One for Gevura and six below it. But in reality, they are carrying the Malchut. Remember, they have the lights of Zerampin, and they have the light of the Malchut within them. You wanted to know the difference, and this is the difference. You wanted to know how these three columns work. Remember, the Gimel Rishonim is Igulim. The law in Igulim is different when you come from Bina below.
Yeah.
I want you to go through this. We're going to go through it again. Again, stay with the Shvi.
You're fine.
You come again, we go exercise.
Okay.
Keter, how many or Yasha?
Nine.
Or Chozer, one. Chochmah, 8 and 2. Bina, 7.
And 3.
And 3.
Here you stop and there is a change.
Okay.
No,
3 what? 3 or Chozer. 3 or Chozer. And 7 or Yashar. That means this 7 light of or Yashar is not all for herself and below.
Yeah.
That means Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Correct? Now, these 7, how Bina, which is the mother, that's the mother nature that created the 7 days of creation.
Yeah.
How she passes the light of Malchut? What is the letter in the Shem Hashem of Bina?
Hey.
Bravo. Now, she doesn't have to take any light herself. She has to give it to Malchut. That's the 7 lights. That's why the first hay and the second hay is the same.
Uh-huh.
How she passes the light of Malchut, which is a hay, through Zerampin, through the Vav.
Through the 6 Ketzavot?
6 Ketzavot.
You talking about Binana?
Yeah.
She has 7 lights to give to the lower world. But the lower world is what? It's the world of 7. Because it's the Kav. That means Chesed first, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. How she's going to pass it up? He tells Chesed, you create a concept called Chesed. Gevurah, you create a concept called Gevurah. Now I want to create the truth and put these two together. And you be called Emet Torah. And you call Yaakov. You guys going to create a Malchut Shamayim down on the earth.
So Chesed and Gevurah, they become
okay. First there was a column of Chesed. This Chesed has 7 lights. And then had Gevurah, and this Gevurah had 6 lights. Together, how many they are? 13.
Oh, 13.
Right, there is Chasadim and Gevurot, nothing else. Is there anything else?
Mm-hmm.
If only you put the Chesed and the Gevurah together, you have 13 energies. And that's called Yud Gimel Midod Rachamim Tiferet. Which is the Echad. That's it. Yaakov, Emet, and all that. From Yaakov, we are now creating another concept. Remember, the first tree of Zerampin is called Forefathers, Avot. The three Sefirot below Zerampin, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, they are Banim.
Mm-hmm.
They are Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, which is Kolel, 12 Shavatim. But up till Tiferet, it's one Hanhaga, one government. That's why I am going over what the Rav is teaching here. Because I got into problem, like you are in trouble, that, hey, what happened here? Why is everything is not straightforward? Because the Tikkun is the Vav Ketzavot and Or Malchut, the Vav He. The Yud He is the Gimel Rishonim, Keter Chochma Bina. No problem. But we only deal with what? What do we deal? Not the Gimel Rishonim. We know they are there. We are dealing only with the Kav, with the Zayin Tachtonim. And now that we are at the level that we understand that in Eser Sefirot, no matter what Eser Sefirot is, what, how many Or Yashar there is, how many Or Chozer, we know that when we come to Bina, in Bina you have 7 light Or Yashar and 3 Or Chozer. wherever you are in Bina, Bina, it completes this way. Chokhmah always completes this way. Two or Chozeh and eight or Yashar. And in time we understand what are the Or Yashars, whatever comes from above to below is called Or Yashar. Whatever you do, Or Chozeh, is that type of Or Chozeh that you create to complete Sefirah Chokhmah? It's complete Sefirah Chokhmah. If that all type of Or Chozeh that you are at that Moed time, how many regalim we got? Shalosha. And the Revi'i, the fourth, that's why we have Shalosha Moedim, to complete the four phases. First, you got to create the first three, that means complete the Zerampin. The last regal is the Malchut. We said, Acharon, who receives Acharon? Malchut. And as long as you remember those points, slowly, slowly, all these Moadim will help you that what Sefirah you are completing. The whole work for us is to complete Eser Sefirot. No matter what, bottom line is to create, complete the Eser Sefirot. What came created the Olam Atzilut? Eser Sefirot. What was the result of Adam Kadmon and all the workout and the Parzufim? To create Eser Sefirot. Shana is, Kabbalah is telling us, Ari telling us, Chachamim telling us, everybody, translation, Sefirot. Sefirah. This is to complete the Sefirah, to complete Tiferet, the energy of Tiferet, to complete energy of Chesed, to complete energy, and we go through, till this completed. When it's completed, Eser Sefirot is done, the work is done. All the work we are doing is only to Lashem Yichud Kedisha Birichu Yud Kei Bevav Kei, to bring Malchut of Shamayim, another language, to Tachton, to the lower world, to the Aretz. Shamayim, we said, is our mind. Aretz is our feeling, to put the logic, the mind, and the feeling together. Put the Rosh and the Lev together. Eser Sefirot, the first Eser Midot, Dibrot that was given, has Shabbat what? Zohor et Shabbat. Right?
Yeah.
That Zohor is what aspect? Mind. To remember. Now, the next 10 Dibrot, how many words extra it has? It's not the same. It was not written by Hashem. The second one was written by Moshe as per Hashem's instruction. 17 words extra. 17 is Tov. And what has in Shabbat? Shmor. What the Shmor is the work of who? Your heart. So what are these two Aseret Dibrot? Is how to connect the mind to the heart. Now, the fourth Aternes Dibrot is which one? Shabbat. Fourth is always Mochin de Malchut. That's why Shabbat is the center of continuity, because it's the fourth one. Didn't we say Torah is Emet? Is Aseret Dibrot Emet? Didn't we say Emet belongs to Tiferet? Didn't we say that this system is complete as Tiferet? Didn't we say in Tiferet there is how many Or Chozeh?
In where?
In Tiferet.
In Tiferet, how many Or Chozeh? Six. Because it's four Or Yashar.
Bravo, four Or Yashar. That's your 10. Now, what is the six again? Ketzavot. Complete. And six Ketzavot create where? Complete. Where you find it? In Tiferet. Who is Tiferet? Zerampin. Who is Zerampin? Adam. Where is the Malchut? Behind this Adam. So it's behind Tiferet. We will learn. But I don't want to go right now pushing too much. We will understand this Adam. We will understand this Tiferet. We understand this Kav. We understand how this essence of Sefirot works. We have done our work. Listen, man comes from above to below. That's Or Yashar.
Okay. What is Or Yashar essentially mean?
Anything that above gives to the below. We said the below accomplishes, completes the one above it. I can cause completion for my father. My father causes completion for his father. And it goes all the way, all the way, all the way till the level of Adam is completed. From above to below. No, anything that comes from above to below.
Okay, well, I understand it's from above. I understand that it comes from above to below. And then tell us, let's brainstorm between what is Or Yashar and what is Or Chozer.
I said again.
Say something, you say something, he will say something. Would you please also say something in Hebrew so we can understand what is Or Chozer?
I think the problem we're having here and the problem you're having is there are no absolutes. So when Melamed says the Masach is only on the Malchut. In our minds, we have an absolute, and there is no absolute. Everything is changeable.
Okay.
Everything keeps moving like a liquid. So there is no absolute whatsoever.
Okay.
So that's the problem you're having with that. You're also having a problem, how do you do it on a daily life? Because that's what you asked earlier. Which, you know, as far as characters and how you go about maintaining. Christian desire, I mean. It's all about holding on to your character, making sure the character is in line with the cup above, with the line above.
That's what you're saying is basically there is no single formula. It's a moed. Every location has a different formula to it.
No, what I'm saying is that it's changeable. It's a liquid. It's an energy that keeps changing constantly. There is no absolute. There is no the Masach changes according to our behavior.
Continuously, you are in change.
Constantly.
You are now in a constant state. Good. That was a good one. You see, if we go to Kaf Yud Zayin. The problem arises here, that's I want you to understand. It says, Hanefesh de Or Chozer, Shebeketer HaKlali, Mitchaleket Bechrech Lahalbasha, Mi Eser Sefirot Pratir Shebeketer. When we go and complete one round, the first, one round of Malchut, Ole from Malchut to Yesod, to Hod, to Netzach, Tiferet, and Gevurah, and Chesed, and Binah, and Chochmah, and finally comes to the Keter. That's first accomplishment. What light has come into this system? Only Nefesh. Only Nefesh. All that effort was to bring Nefesh. But Nefesh, Kolel, is include all the Sefirot. Everything in your survival and your continuity depends right now in what? In the Nefesh that is in you.
Is that why we say that the Igulim, when the Igulim get lit up, then that's the light of Nefesh?
That's right. Exactly. Who gets benefit? Your Nefesh. Who reveals all that benefit? Your Nefesh. Who really reveals the pleasure? Your Nefesh. And what is pleasure in reality is that when the malchut ole leketer. We say malchut ole leketer. If you take the Eser Sefirot in line, and forget about when you come to Chesed, the system comes to Ketzavot. Remember every time there is Or Yashar, and you do any exercise, the lower Sefira accomplishes, gives the Atzmut of upper Sefira. Only that I want you to really remember. Slowly we will understand more Zerampin. And really, what we are going to do is jump next time to Perek Yud, because I want to continue, but I'm going to keep these 2 pages to come back again until you get used to this and you settle with this. Right. And all the way till Pei Aleph. Then we will start this Perek Aleph, Perek Yud, Inyan Zivug Da'aka. Zivug Da'aka is that aspect that takes the Avyut away. It's that Zivug, that Haka'ah. Haka'ah is binding, striking by binding. The binding is Zivug. Strike is the Haka'ah. It says this Haka'ah, every time when there is a Haka'ah, it takes something away. By taking that away is Or Chozer. What really Or Chozer in our level means? What Or Chozer means in our daily affair?
Simple as
when
destruction.
Well, no. Don't tell me that.
It's our action.
Correct. Our action, no matter what, is a reaction to certain things. Now, what type of Or Chozer is acceptable?
Action kadosh.
That means if I do an action and it's a selfish one, la'atzmi, I have nullified the Tzimtzum Aleph. Anything that is not la'atzmi, because we said atzmuto, he gives his atzmut for the upper one. Anything is not, and I do it for sake of Yichud, unification, like Teshuvah, like Gomel Chasadim, like Limud, like Mitzvot. Why God gave 630 Mitzvot? Honestly, why God gave 630 Mitzvot? Why he says, Rabbi Hananiah ratzah lezakot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ratzah lezakot et Am Yisrael, and it's not lo Torah. Hirba lahem Mitzvot. What is Hirba lahem Mitzvot? He increased their Mitzvot. He says he did them a favor by increasing their mitzvot.
Increasing the ways
of
creating Or Chozer.
Bravo. That's it. Gave you possibility to make a correct Or Chozer. Correct Or Chozer.
Every time there is Hakana, it should cause the Masach to go to the next level.
Every time that you do an Or Chozer Mesirat Nefesh, every time do you do Lesh... No, stay here. I don't want you to go anywhere. Every time you do a Mesirat Nefesh, you give your Nefesh, that means your time, you're not getting Atzmut, you're doing for sake of Hashem. You don't get anything. That's the only time that you have your Cholet to receive. That's the paradox. That's the paradox. Because that is the Kabbalah. That's the Kili of Kabbalah. When you make a Teshuvah, you make a correction. What you have done? You dig the Kili of Kabbalah. When you do Talmud Torah, that's Kili of Kabbalah. But if you take for your own benefit, and it ends only with you, you become Ketzel. Because you nullified the Tzimtzum Aleph. You did not return it. It's not. You're gonna get sustenance, but it's not gonna have continuity.
Yeah.
Any other question? Yeah. Are we going forward or no in this?
I think for next
You see, that's going to be a big jump to go. No, we do it anyway. We are doing it anyway. I said, this is here, it is. Today you understood the six kesavot through 6 days of creation and Shabbat. No other day of the day do you say Yom HaRevi? Do you say Yom HaRevi? Or Yom HaChamishi? Or Yom HaRishon? Or you say Yom Rishon? Why you come to Shabbat, you say Yom HaShishi? Why, hey? What is that hey is doing there?
But Mr. Malamed, you know, when you look at something, you look at it, the smaller picture and then the big picture.
Look at the small picture here. You're going through Shabbat every day, every week.
The big picture when you don't see the little picture. You need to focus in and out. You need to look at things in different perspective. When you say Moed and you go to Parsifim and Olamon and you just, ooh, I lose you.
Come back down. I'm talking about Shabbat and day. That's it. That's the whole secret of your Zen and Pin.
You have to think in different dimensions. You have to think in different
dimensions. Yeah, but let us see different dimensions. That's what I'm saying.
Show me.
Show you?
Yeah, I told you the easiest, the correctest way of you to see this aspect of Zer and Pin, the Malchut.
No, thank you.
My problem is not the Zer and Pin and Malchut.
What problem?
Nine or Yashar, one or Chosen.
Yeah,
I want to feel it. I want to understand it. I want it to be part of me. I don't want to be looking at it as a picture. I want to feel it. I want to understand it.
You want to own it.
Yeah. I want it to really
time.
Understand
Hold
it.
On.
Okay.
It takes time.
You want?
Yeah.
I want you to listen to this lecture 5 times. Five times, what we discussed and work on it. You cannot come back to this class and I ask you a question. Did you review it?
I said I did.
No, you reviewed the class?
Yes.
Very good, then you're good. Keep on doing it 5 times and then we create the hay. 5 times.
5 times?
Yes, Beme.
I've done it 50 million times.
Shabbat Shalom.
Me 5 times.